It's time now for the Farmers Market Report, brought to you by the Virginia Independent Consumer and Farmers Association. Here's our reporter, Wayne Bolton.
Come join us on Saturday morning from 8 to noon at the Farmville train station. We've got Shannon Papert on the phone with us this morning. She lives up in Connecticut.
Thank you. I am. I'm thrilled to get my message out about how critical yet easy it is for children to develop a love for real natural foods. I actually didn't even realize this was a huge problem until I had my own child 4 years ago. As new parents, we try to make everything perfect for our children entering the world. We need the latest and greatest equipment to keep them safe and healthy. We go to the ends of the earth researching strollers, car seats, sleep positioners, toys, cribs, etc. Yet even with all of this careful research and nurturing, when parents introduce solid foods, they don't hesitate to allow mass manufacturers to feed their children food from a factory. And I actually fell into the same trap when I was buying jarred organic bananas for, at that time, he was 5 months old. As I was feeding him from the jar, I glanced at my fruit bowl and I saw a banana. And that was my aha moment. How can this jar of bananas that's been sitting on a shelf for who knows how long be healthier than if I mash up that fresh one? From that day forward, I realized how little time it took to feed my child real food. The health benefits of whole foods versus processed foods, sadly marketed as kid food, usually contain high amounts of sugar, sodium, preservatives, numerous unpronounceable chemicals that cannot be beneficial to our children's development. When parents introduce real fruits and vegetables at the earliest age, children innately enjoy these tastes and textures. Unfortunately, most parents are introducing processed kids' foods to their young children, creating a generation of overweight, picky eaters. And who's really to blame? If you look around at the playgrounds, preschools, daycare centers, most children are being fed prepackaged foods for every snack or meal of the day. So for the past several years, I've been compiling my super simple meal ideas that have helped parents easily feed their children nutritious foods. All these ideas are included in my new product, Bodler Bites, Food in a Flash, the ABCs of Feeding Your Bodler. Bodler is my word for describing the stage of older babies and younger toddlers. These flashcards offer loads of recipe ideas while helping children identify healthy foods they'll love to eat. For example, the K flashcard includes an illustration of kale and on the flip side offers a quick recipe for kale chips, which, by the way, my son and all of his friends absolutely love and will literally eat an entire tray of them. You can take the Bodler Bites cards to your farmer's market and use them as your shopping list when you decide what produce to purchase. If you involve your child in the shopping experience, they'll also be more excited to try these natural foods at home. My son loves the farmer's market because he loves sampling the fresh-cut cantaloupe, sugar snap peas, but of course, he always finds the kales and the beets so we can take them home and make them into chips. I love the farmer's market because there's really no unhealthy choices, and I think it's the perfect setting for real kid-friendly food. Young children can only eat what we buy them, and parents need to also be a role model to set the expectation of healthy eating. They will follow your lead, and if you're excited about eating broccoli, there's a great chance your child will too. If you'd like more information or if you're interested in purchasing Bodler Bites, you can go to my website, www.bodlerbites.com. That's B as in boy, O-D-D-L-E-R, bites.com. So thank you, Wayne, so much for inviting me to your program.
Well, I thank you for being on with us.
This Farmers Market Report has been brought to you by the Virginia Independent Consumers and Farmers Association, who need you to add your voice to ours with your membership today. Your membership supports activities that support farmers to provide a safe and abundant food supply, so we won't be dependent on foreign sources of food and fiber. For more information on how to join,
go to our website, bicfa.org, BICFA.org.
This has been Wayne Bolton, your Farmers Market Reporter.